Chapter 35. Darrow. Winds of Duty. After the Day of Red Doves, Regulus Ag Soon fled Luna on his flagship and disappeared along with the most advanced ships of his personal defence fleet. They were spotted between the orbits of Mars and Venus at Narcissus Station, and then again by one of our spy drones beneath the ecliptic plane. They were last sighted by a military sensor station here. Virginia's finger taps a small asteroid on the inner fringe of the belt. That was over 8 months ago. A hologram of Virginia floats in the lounge of the Archimedes. Ori is flying the ship. The door to the cockpit is closed and locked. Whether out of respect or horror, a stillness settles over Severo, Cassius, and I, as it becomes apparent to them Mars is no longer our destination. The only sound is the tick of Severo's knife as he trims his nails. Tick. 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 I knew he'd never accept this news from me. I hope he will from Virginia. At first, I suspected that Regulus had built himself a refuge in the belt, perhaps a series of battle stations or doomsday bunkers should the war go foul. Then I found Regulus's logos. That logos traded his freedom for Regulus's books, not the ones Regulus reported to the Republic auditors, but his hidden accounts and registry of raw materials. I learned that Regulus's empire was larger even than I suspected. It seems for the last 10 years he's been siphoning helium from his mines in Cimmeria, as well as funding off-grid rare metal mining in the belt. The metals, mostly antimony, rhenium, neodymium, and tantalum, are all prerequisites for warship and next-gen weapons fabrication. Since this discovery, our agents and telescopes have searched for the location of his laboratory and dockyard. Despite the resources at my disposal, those efforts were in vain. Until a few weeks ago. We have found Regulus. An oblong asteroid appears to the left of Virginia's face. Cassius pulls it outward and expands. What you are looking at is asteroid 12193, an asteroid so unremarkable that even 600 years after its discovery, it still does not have a name. Severo's knife stops as the computer calculates the distance from Mars to the asteroid on the map, and gives a range of estimated flight times based on potential velocities. The faster we go, the more risk we assume. My analysts and I believe that this asteroid is not only a base for Regulus's operations, it is a factory and laboratory for military research. Taking into account the ships that Regulus took with him when he fled, as well as the quantity of metals he has mined over the last 9 years, we believe this asteroid to contain a force large enough to shift the balance in this war. 5 of our fastest ships were deployed to reach this station. We have lost contact with all of them. Whether that is gold jamming or something else, we don't know. Your ship possesses a unique combination of traits that should help you succeed where they may have failed. A Whisper corvette made by the Rim, cloaked by Regulus's best technology. And a diversion in the form of an assault on Ceres that should draw enough of their squadrons to allow you to sneak through.
Who is leading that assault? I ask.
Praetor Chiarte Inaran.
I approve. She's a dangerous asteroid fighter, one of Orion's best.
Your mission is to reconnoiter the asteroid, establish contact with Regulus, and persuade him to bring the sum of his hoarded might back into the fight. Regulus believes Darrow and Severo are dead. No one save Mateo is closer to that bastard's cold heart than the two of you. I am counting on you to convince him to rejoin this war.
Why can't we just beam them a message? Severo asks.
1, our relays are down. 2, the strength of signal required would alert our enemies and lead them straight to the asteroid. 3, they won't answer.
Quick stubbornness, Psoriasis. What if he doesn't want to get back in the game? Severo asks, looking for a way out.
Then you force him back in, like you forced Lorne to fight against Octavia. She looks off-screen, and anxiety soars at me. I thought we'd have more time. Virginia confirms my fear. It seems the enemy has finally noticed this transmission and is attempting to trace its location. The Lightbringer will have your coordinates in minutes. Victra, Server says. I want to see her. I want to see my baby. Virginia is the picture of empathy. I'm sorry, Severo. She's on the planet already. The only reason you're getting this is because it's not being blocked by the shields. Once I go down there, you might not hear from me until you get back, unless the shields go down. Does she know I'm alive? She knew the whole time. Even when my hope was dim, she knew, Severo. She would want me to come home, he says, almost to himself. She would want you to win this war, Severo. You know that's how you protect your family. After all you've been through, you're alive. Don't throw that away now. The abomination told me to tell you hello, Severo says, and it seems like a jab. If I ever saw you again. Last thing he said to me, tell my sister I send my regards. Virginia stiffens. Severo, I am sorry for what happened. So fun, being a bit player in your clone family drama, he says. So happy you got rescued and left me behind. I barely escaped myself. I wanted to come back for you. Duty, though. Registers, you're the sovereign. No hard feelings, horsey. None at all. Is there anything you want me to tell Victra? He looks down. Nah, she knows. Then he leaves. Cassius follows to give me privacy, but Virginia calls for him to wait. I feel schoolboy resentment creep in, that she would spend precious seconds on him. It's been too long, Cassius, but it's good to see you back where you belong. He smiles. And you where you always belonged. He hesitates. Have you spoken to Lysander, face to face? Virginia nods. A word of advice when treating with him. Just because he wants to keep his word does not mean he will. I'll remember that. And, Cassius, the Republic welcomes you. I would like to offer you a battlefield promotion to Morning Knight of the Republic. Will you accept? Cassius blinks, stunned, then bows very formally. It would be my honour, my sovereign. He leaves with a nod to me. Now that we're alone, Virginia allows her concern to show. Severo, is he... Well, working through it, I say. Grief enters her eyes. What is it? Nothing. Guilt, I suppose. It is good to see you three together, despite everything. She's holding something back, but I don't press. Darrow, there's something you should know. The agent who found Quicksilver is named Lyria of Legolos. She was an unwilling participant in Pax's kidnapping and Electra's. Yet Victra and I owe that girl a debt. Do not let Severo kill her. Unwilling? She's just a girl. She didn't know. But she's more than made up for it, and don't you kill her either. Your son sent her out there. Pax believes in her. Virginia, you know Regulus. She may already be dead. She shakes her head. Perhaps, but I think Mateo may be an ally in this. One more thing. Volsung Fa and the Obsidians who sacked Olympia were last seen raiding asteroid cities along your route. I need you to promise me you won't seek him out. She told me about Fa as we waited for Severo and Cassius to join. My blood boiled to think of Sephi splayed open by an obvious fraud. That my Volk went with them afterwards boggles my mind. It's not important now. I know my mission. Trust me. I reassure her with a smile. She watches me without speaking, and I feel the tender beat of her heart against my chest. It's harder than I thought it'd be, sending you away. You're so close. There's too much to say. It's not fair, is it? I ask. No. It rends me apart that I can't use these last seconds for us.
Virginia, if Quick won't come back, if we can't make him, there may be another option.
I tell her about Ori and Athena's offer to Severo as quickly as I can.
In Ilium? She asks when I finish. That would add months.
I know. She goes quiet. I know her techs are talking to her.
Darrow, I know what you had to do in order to secure a peace with Romulus, but I doubt anyone who survived the purges will see it that way. You can't go to Ilium.
Well, they didn't invite me, anyway.
How long can you hold Mars?
I'm stalling now to get more time with her.
As long as I have to. I'm sending you an intel packet so you can know what I know about our enemies. In it is a set of coordinates. When you return, all Republic vessels not under Mars's shields will rally to those coordinates to rendezvous with whatever ships you bring back. Do not rush home just to lose. You cannot squander our last chance. I am grounding our ships here on Mars to preserve them for your return. So promise me you will not come back unless you think we can win.
I understand. Looking at her is too hard. I glance down as I continue, trying to use my last seconds well.
Virginia, I need you to tell Pack something for me. Tell him that I am proud of him, that all I've done was for him, even if he doesn't feel like it. I didn't do it all right, but I believe I did it for the right reasons. Tell him I love him more than my own life. Tell him...
I stop because she has already gone. The signal has been cut on her end. Without her hologram, the room is darker, and so am I. I linger in the silence because as long as I linger, as long as I do not look up and see where her image once was, she does not feel so very far away.
I've read through the path of the veil enough to know that some currents cannot be fought, no matter how good a swimmer I think I am. Far better to hope that the rapids I sail upon will carry me to new opportunities, new allies. Still, the closer we drew to Mars, the more I allowed myself to expect I would hold her in my arms, breathe in the life of her, make so many mistakes right. Not yet, I suppose. When I'm ready to face reality, I look up into the empty space she had once filled with light.
Tell him, I wish he and I had kept riding that grav bike, I say.
Tell him when this is over, we'll ride from coast to coast. Just him and me.
Dinner is a silent affair. Ori joins us and asks a few questions about our conversation with Virginia, but gives up when neither Cassius nor I engage. The ship, now millions of kilometers further from Mars than when the day began, feels hollower even though no one has left. Severo does not attend dinner. After we've finished, I take Severo a plate of ham and leave it outside the escape pod hatch.
I'm sorry, I say. It's not fair. It's not what I promised. If we had two ships, if there was a way to shoot you home with a catapult, I'd do it. It's not fair I got to talk to Virginia and you didn't get to talk to Victra. It's not fair. I'm sorry. But they're alive. Together. Like we are. They have each other's backs. They'll keep each other safe, just like we'll get each other home. I'll shut up now. Oh, there's food if you want it. It's ham. I can't resist adding, Cassius and I are training again in the morning, if you want to join. He doesn't reply, but that's fine. I said what I felt true and right. I return to the galley to clean up, finding peace and making sure every crumb is accounted for and disposed of. Cassius looks for a similar piece in the bottom of his wine cup.
Ori disappears and returns with the lyre Harnassus made for her. I've never been so far from Io for so long, she says. I find myself very homesick. Yet it was Athena who told me there is no home for those born slaves. Only a prison the master tricked you into calling home. The true home for a slave is in dreams, except on Mars where slaves make dreams real. I always found that a beautiful thought. There are no words to her song, but she hums along with the delicate sounds of the lyre. As she plays, the anvil weight of war lightens, and human emotions emerge in me. I close my eyes and think of my home. God trees grow and spread their limbs through my tired mind. The thermic breeze rustles the tunic of my son. Soft sunlight caresses my wife's face. The delicate music summons ghosts from my past. Ragnar lives again, wild and big and brave. I see him toppled by red children in Tinos, taking the razor from my hand in a field of mud. I see my father kissing my mother by our small kitchen table. I see Orion grinning at me across the bridge of the ship we called home. I see Lorne frowning at me in disapproval, Alexander looking up at me for approval. Fitner whisking me away to safety the moment I learned he was Ares, and he said, "It's me, boyo. It's always been me." I see Io looking back over her shoulder as she races into the deep mines, frozen in time like the light of a star, which carries on so many years after it dies. Tears flow from my eyes. When I wipe them away, I see I am not alone. Cassius weeps as well. After Ori has finished her song, Cassius fetches cups and pours us all wine. Seeing my eyebrows rise, he gives himself the smallest portion. With the reddest eyes in the room, he sniffs, wipes his nose with his sleeve, and raises his glass. "To the engines, the reactor, rapid winds may they devise. To our hearts, to our hands, toward deeds brave and true may they rise. To the Republic, to Mars, for hope and liberty ever may they stride." He thinks for a moment. "To our sovereign, a lion gold, but wise as Minerva, grey-eyed." We drink. When the wine is gone, we melt away into the hollows of the ship. Neither Cassius nor I mention training tonight. Laying in my bunk, the path on my chest, I look up at the ceiling at the scrawl that Lysander left behind after 10 years of calling this ship home. My eyes fix on his family phrase, "Lux ex tenebris," out of darkness, light. The words of the enemy hang over my head, and I feel purpose in a way I haven't in some time. I have done what I promised myself I would in the prison that was Marcha 1632. I listened to Virginia. Now the rest is up to me. I look out the small bunk window and see Mars. It is no longer a light whose growing brightness measures my progress home. The moment Virginia told me what I had to do, I thought my hope would diminish in seeing this last glimpse of Mars. But it doesn't. I hold the light inside even as my home shrinks in the distance and our black ship races toward the belt.